Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving professional services business. To subscribe to the show, visit marketingoutloud.fm.
Just finished recording an interview for Forecast with David Fields, who is the author of a book called The Irresistible Consultant's Guide to Winning Clients. And I'm just at my favorite salad joint here having lunch, hence the background music. But you know, every time I do these interviews, there's always at least one or two things that really jump out at me in terms of lessons that we can all learn and things that we can take away. And the one thing right now that's jumping out at me from David's interview, which was a great interview, it's his book, by the way, it's a great book. It's, if you're a consultant, it's well worth the read. And you can look it up on Amazon. I'll have a link to it in the show notes to my interview when it goes live, which you can find at forecast.fm. But it's a good read, and David was a good interview. But what I like to do in my interviews is kind of go a little bit beyond, you know, the advice that the person offers in their book or in their course or whatever their thought leadership piece is, and to really dive into their story. And how they got started, how they got into the consulting business, their struggles, their failures, their successes, and really get into the real authentic journey. And one of the things that we talked about in covering that story with David was after he had spent a good number of years rising through the ranks of a boutique consulting firm, and you know, he had made partner at that firm, and then he branched off from there and co-founded another firm with one of his fellow partners. And 4 weeks into that, his co-founder decided that that's not what he wanted to do, and he left the firm. And so David was kind of stuck, you know, on his own now as a solo consultant who had no intention of becoming a solo consultant. He was kind of forced into that role. To make matters worse, the co-founder was the sales partner. He was the guy that was going to be responsible for bringing in new business. David wasn't the new business guy. He was more of the technical guy. And that was the role that he was going to play. So now he lost his partner who was going to bring in new business for the firm. He had no intention of being a solo consultant. Now he's forced into that role. They couldn't actually pursue the same kind of business that they were doing with the previous boutique firm because of a non-compete agreement. And he had to find a new niche, a new service offering, and essentially build up relationships from scratch. And so it's, you know, you look at someone like David now, and he's, you know, he's a successful consultant. He's got his firm called Ascendant Consulting. He's made a name for himself in the industry. He's got a published book. You know, he rubs elbows with people like Marshall Goldsmith and other kind of high profile coaches and consultants. But, you know, there was a point where David Fields started from the bottom. And you wouldn't have thought that he started from the bottom unless you really pay attention to the story, because he was a successful professional in a corporate role before, you know, before all of this. Then he was a successful consultant at a boutique firm, made partner at that firm. I mean, that hardly sounds like starting from the bottom. But in the end, when he went independent, was rather forced to go independent, he pretty much started from the bottom. You know, he couldn't leverage many of his existing relationships. He couldn't leverage. He couldn't work in the same field. He had to offer new services. He had to go out and learn how to sell. He had to build something from scratch. And that's very much starting from the bottom. So, you know, that's what I took away from the interview. I think whenever we hear stories of these, you know, gurus and thought leaders who are now big household names, we tend to forget that they started somewhere, and quite often where they started was from a very humble beginning, from a place where they didn't have many options, they didn't have the access, and they didn't have the network, and they didn't have the credentials that we associate with them today. But they, you know, they dug out and they dug in, and they got to where they are now. And those lessons, I think, are invaluable. You know, more than what they say, we can learn from what they did. And if they're really authentic, and I think David is one of those people, then what they say and what they did are aligned. You know, there's not much of a gap. But frankly, a lot of times there is a gap, right, between what they're telling you to do and what they actually did. And when there is a gap, my advice is learn from what they did, and you can pretty much ignore what they say. So that's what I'm taking away from that interview. Everyone starts from the bottom. David started from the bottom. I started from the bottom. You're starting from the bottom. Now, the bottom is relative, obviously. Some people have more to start with than others. But in the end, relative to where we want to go, you're starting from the bottom. So, you know, get used to it. Get comfortable with it. I know it's not always an easy place to be, but that's really where the magic is, right? How you react to that scenario, what you do, the steps that you take, that's really what's going to make or break what you become.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.